Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Apostle Stacy Lunsford. Our morning prayer is with Psalms 74. Psalms 74 is an appeal against the devastation of the land by the enemy. Psalm 74 is a skillful song. It is a reflective poem of Asaph. And I'm going to read the entire chapter of Psalm 74. O God, why have you rejected us forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, which you have redeemed to be the tribe of your inheritance. Remember Mount Zion, where you have dwelt. Turn your footsteps quickly toward the perpetual ruins. The enemy has damaged everything within the sanctuary. In the midst of your meeting place, your enemies have roared with their battle cry. They have set up their own emblems for signs of victory. It seems as if one had lifted up an axe in a forest of trees to set a record of destruction. And now all the carved work of the meeting place, they smash with hatchets and hammers. They have burnt your sanctuary to the ground. They have profaned the dwelling place of your name. They said in their heart, "Let us completely subdue them." They have burned all the meeting places of God in the land. We do not see our symbols. There is no longer any prophet to guide us. Nor does any among us know for how long. Oh God, how long will the adversary scoff? Is the enemy to revile your name forever? Why do you withdraw your hand, even your right hand, from judging the enemy? Remove your hand from your chest. Destroy them. Yet, God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the Red Sea by your strength. You broke the heads of the sea monsters in the waters. You crushed the heads of Leviathan, Egypt. You gave him as food for the creatures of the wilderness. You broke open fountains and streams. You dried up ever-flowing rivers. The day is yours. The night also is yours. You have established and prepared the heavenly light, and the sun. You have defined and established all the borders of the earth, the divisions of the land and the sea and of the nations. You have defined and established all the borders of the earth, the divisions of land and sea, and of the nations. You have made summer and winter. Remember this, O Lord. The enemy has scoffed, and a foolish and impious people has spurned your name. Oh, do not hand over the soul of your turtle dove to the wild beast. Do not forget the life of your afflicted forever. Consider the covenant you made with Abraham, for the dark places of the land are full of the habitations of violence. Let not the oppressed return dishonored. Let the afflicted and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man scoffs at you all day long. Do not forget the clamoring voices of your adversaries, the uproar of those who rise against you, which ascends continually to your ears. I have read the entire chapter of Psalms 74. And the key prayer point this morning is, arise, O God, plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man scoffs at you all day long. Arise, O God, and plead your own cause. Arise, O God, and plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man scoffs at you all day long. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would arise and that you would please your own cause with those that have been mocking you, God. We ask, oh God, that you would arise and that you would please your own cause, and that you will remember how the enemy has been thumbing his nose up at you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would arise, O God, and that you would plead your own cause. And we ask by faith that you would remember how the foolish man has been taunting you. And Father, every time the enemy taunts or scoffs at or mocks or ridicules or make fun of your children, they are mocking you. And for that very reason, oh God, we call on you this morning. Let not the oppressed return dishonored. I ask in the name of Jesus, O God, that you would break in pieces the oppressor. All of your children. children, all of my brothers and sisters in Christ that are being dishonored, that are being oppressed. Arise, O God, and plead your own cause. Arise, O God, and let the afflicted and the needy praise your name. Let them praise your name in the midst of the persecution. Let them praise your name, God, in the midst of the oppression. Remember those, O Lord, remember those that have scoffed you. Verse 18, Psalm 74, verse 18, God, I give you back your word. Remember this, O Lord. The enemy has scoffed, and a foolish and impious people has spurned your name. I want to remind you, God, of your word. I want to remind you, Father, that it was you who divided the Red Sea by your strength. It was you who broke the heads of the sea monsters in the waters. It was you who crushed the heads of Leviathan. And it is you that will deal with your scoffers. It was you who broke open fountains and streams. It was you who dried up ever-flowing rivers. God, the day is yours. The night is yours. And you have established and prepared the heavenly light and the sun. Arise, O God, and plead your own cause. Arise, O God, and plead your own cause. Contend with those that are contending with your people. I give you back your word in Psalms 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Now, God, as I'm saying this prayer, that me doesn't mean me. That me means the body of Christ. Because I'm standing in intercessory prayer this morning for the body of Christ. There is no me, there is a we. And we must transition from me-ism to we-ism. And we must learn how to unite together. We must learn how to come together in a spirit of unity and one accord and fight together as many members but one body. God, I am crying out to you this morning, asking you to plead our cause, O Lord. Plead our cause, O Lord. And strive with those powers, those principalities, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. God, I'm talking about people without bodies designed to frustrate and to hinder your people. Arise, O God, and defend your cause. Fight against those that are fighting against your people. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for our help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute your children, O God, that say unto our souls, I am thy salvation. Father, send a spirit of confusion into the camp of the enemy this morning. And put shame all in the camp that seek after the souls of your children. I decree right now in the name of Jesus that the enemy is turning back. And I thank you, Father, that as the enemy turns and walk away, the enemy will not be able to perform their wicked devices against your people. So arise, O God. Arise and let your enemies be scattered this morning. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel before the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause, God, they hit a net. For without cause have they hid for me, for my brothers, for my sisters, for the body of Christ. Without cause. We didn't do anything. It's just because we belong to you, God. We are your children. We are soldiers in the armies of the Lord. And there's a war going on. And God, the enemy, they are high in nets, in a pit that they intend us to fall into. But I thank you for divine reversals in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rakashata. And I decree, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that the very nets that the enemy hid in the pit, that our enemies will fall into that very pit that they did for us. Oh God, I thank you that destruction is coming upon our enemies right now, unaware, unexpectedly, suddenly, God. They gonna know that you are God. Suddenly, God, they are gonna fall into the pit that they dug for us. And into that very pit of destruction, they are gonna fall. And all of their plans are gonna fall. All of their plans are gonna crumble in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we cry out to you this morning. Arise, oh God. Plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man is scoffing at you, God. Do not forget the clamoring voices of your adversaries. Father, your enemies are our enemies. And Father, their clamoring voices are getting louder. And we ask you this morning to arise, O God. Arise, O God, and plead your own cause. Arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered this morning. Do not forget the clamoring voices of your adversaries, the uproar of those who rise up against you, O God. Their sound ascends into your ears continually. You know this. You are God. You are El Roi. You are the God that sees all things. You are the God that knows all things. And I place you in remembrance of this today, God. The Lord, our King, the enemy has scoffed. The enemy is scoffing at you. The enemy is laughing at your children. Father, the enemy is taunting your children. The enemy is belittling your children. The enemy is trying to make a mockery out of your word, oh God. Your children, your obedient children that have stepped out in faith and they got out of the boat and they began to walk on water. Oh God, the enemy been mocking your people. Oh God, the enemy been laughing and taunting your people. And for that very cause, oh God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would arise, oh God, and let your enemies be scattered. Oh God, I pray the prayer of comfort. You are the God of comfort. And I'm asking that you would comfort my brothers and my sisters that are being taunted by the enemy. I ask, oh God, that you would comfort my brothers and my sisters that are being mocked and provoked by the spirit of Tobiah and Sambalot. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would turn every curse into a blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I stand on your word in Nehemiah, the 13th chapter, because God, they hired Balaam to curse your people. but you did not allow it to happen. And the enemy that has been mocking your people, the enemy that has been sneering at your people, the enemy that has been making light of the instructions that you gave to your people, God, they are laughing them to scorn. They have hired mercenaries to assassinate your children. They have hired God, Balaam, Nehemiah verse 2 and Nehemiah 13, God, I'm going to give you back your word, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them that he should curse them. Howbeit, our God turned the curse into a blessing. So God, I place you in remembrance of your word. You turn the curses, God, into blessings. I place you in remembrance, God, that they did not meet your children. They did not give your children bread when they was hungry. They did not give your children water when they was thirsty, but they hired Balaam, God. They hired Balaam against your people to curse your people. They sent curses against your people. Howbeit, God, your word says that you turned every curse into a blessing. So God, every assignment of the enemy to assassinate your people, every assignment of the enemy to curse your people, to kill their dream, to kill their vision, excuse me, to kill the light that you placed inside of them. It will not work. It will not prosper, because you said in your word that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. But God, I remind you of your word, and I thank you for turning every curse into a blessing. But God, I'm not done with Nehemiah 13 and verse 2, because God, they hired Balaam against your people. They hired Balaam to curse your people. And as I go back to Psalm 74, God, it says, in the midst of your meeting place, your enemies have roared with their battle cry. They have set up their own emblems for signs of victory. It seems as if one had lifted up an axe in a forest of trees to set a record of destruction. And now all the carved work of the meeting place, they smash with hatchets and hammers. They have burned your sanctuary to the ground. They have profaned the dwelling place of your name. They said in their heart, let us completely subdue them. They have burned all the meeting places of God in the land. And Father, I have to go back to Nehemiah 13 and verse 2, because they hired Balaam to do all of these things. There is so much magic in the church today, oh God. I'm not talking about the places of worship where you reside, where your presence is there. God, they, the enemy, the ones that are scoffing at you, the ones that are mocking you, the ones that are mocking your people, oh God, they have desecrated the house of God. Every false prophet, every false teacher, every false pastor, every false apostle, God, all of those that have made a mockery of your name, all of those that have made a mockery of your word, all of those, oh God, that are practicing magic. Magic is in your house, oh God. And I ask, oh God, that you would arise. Arise, oh God, and plead your own cause. Turn the curse into into a blessing. You, oh God, you are El Roi, Oroa, El Roi, and you know all things and you see all things, God. They smashed the meeting places with hatchets and hammers, God. They had burned your sanctuaries to the ground. They had profaned the dwelling place of your name, God. Your name is no longer honored, oh God. They are thumbing their nose up at you, God. They no longer respect you, God. They no longer honor you, God. They no longer reverence you, God. They no longer fear you. And I cry out, oh God, I cry out this morning. Oh God, I cry out, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins. But if my people, everybody is not my people, but if my people, those that are called by my name, I said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Father, I thank you right now, God, as I call forth a spirit of repentance. I call forth a spirit of repentance upon this earth. I call forth a spirit of repentance in the body of Christ. I call forth a spirit of repentance in every church, every ministry, God, every platform where the man or woman of God has opened up their mouth and said that they are doing your work. Father, if they are not lined up with your word, I thank you for divine reversals. I thank you for turning the curse into a blessing. I thank you, Father God, for releasing a spirit of conviction upon the hearts and minds of your people. Because, Father, some of your servants, they know you. They are called by your name, but they're walking in disobedience. They've been led astray. Father, some of them been led astray by trickery. Some of them been led astray by witchcraft and divination, this magic that's in the church. And then some of them have been seduced, God, and some of them was just wounded and they went through the wrong door. And God, I'm not making justification or excuses, but I'm simply standing in intercessory prayer and I'm asking you to extend mercy this morning. And I'm asking you, oh God, to prick the hearts of your people that know that they are doing wrong. Convict the hearts of your people that know that they have desecrated the house of God. Repent, repent, repent. I call forth a spirit of repentance. Repent in the name of Jesus. I call forth a spirit of reverence, oh God, upon this earth. Teach us how to reverence you again, God. Teach us how to honor you again, God. Teach us how to love you again, God. Teach us how to respect you. We repent, God. We repent for disrespecting you. We repent for the times that we have even mocked you, oh God. We repent for the assignments that you have given us to do, and we laughed because, God, we didn't feel like we was worthy enough to do it. Sarah laughed when you told her that she was going to have a baby. God, we repent. I know we started out this prayer, God, asking you to arise and plead your own cause. And repentance is lined up with your cause, oh God. Because it's not your will that any man shall perish. My God, my God. Arise, O God. Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O God, and plead your cause. You divided the Red Sea by your strength. And I place you in remembrance of your word, God. You opened up the sea for Moses and the Israelites. You allowed them to have a mighty exodus from Egypt. And on this seventh day of January, oh God, I'm asking you to divide the Red Sea by your strength. I'm asking you to break the heads of the sea monsters in the waters. I'm asking you, God, to crush the heads of Leviathan in Egypt. Father, you gave him as food for the creatures of the wilderness. Give us wisdom. Give us knowledge. Give us understanding of your word in Psalm 74. Father, Psalm 74 is a plea for your people to cry out to you, to ask you to defend your cause and to remember your promises. And I thank you, God, for all of the memories of what you did. And I thank you for what you are about to do. Because your word tells me that the horse and the rider has fallen. And your word tells me that this battle is not ours, that we don't need to fight in this battle. And your word tells us, oh God, that we will see our enemies again, no more, forever. So I made my petition. I presented your word to you. And now, God, I place a demand on your word. I thank you for the manifestation of your word. And God, in Exodus 14 and verse 13, you told Moses to encourage your people. And by faith, God, as I pray this prayer, as I give you back your word, as I prophetically pray your word, as I prophetically decree your word over your people, I thank you that the power of your word has been released and the angels are hearkening to your word. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. Now, God, right here, it says in verse 14, Exodus 14 and 14, God, it says, the Lord shall fight for you. And ye shall hold your peace. And you shall hold your peace. So God, I have given you back your word. You are not a man that you should lie. Moses told the people to fear not. So God, I'm telling your people this morning to fear not. I'm telling your people to stand still. I'm telling your people that they are going to see the salvation of the Lord. Because you are going to show it to them. You are going to manifest yourself in their situations, in their circumstances, God. The Egyptians that's been troubling them. The Egyptians that's been mocking them. The spirit of Tobiah and Sambalot that's been mocking your people, God. They will see them again, no more, forever. They will hear them again, no more, forever. Arise, O God, and plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man scoffs at you all day long. Do not forget the clamoring voices of your adversaries, the uproar of those. Do not forget the clamoring voices of your adversaries, the uproar of those who rise against you, which ascends continually to your ears. So, Father, I thank you for this prayer. I thank you for arising, O God, and pleading your own cause. Let not the oppressed return dishonored, and let the afflicted and the needy praise your name. Encourage your people. Release a spirit of encouragement right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Release a fresh anointing upon your people. Release, God, proper understanding of your word in Isaiah 54 and verse 17 that says, no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Father, the weapons are going to form, but they will not prosper. The people are going to see, the people are going to hear about the work that we are doing for you, God. And they are going to mock us. They are going to talk about us, God. And I thank you in advance. Because, God, our focus has to shift off of what the enemy is doing. Our focus has to shift. And we need to lift our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help, because all of our help comes from you, God. So I thank you as I close this prayer with Isaiah 54 and verse 17 in its entirety. It says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And in their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So, Father, as weapons have formed against your people, we understand. You warned us in your word that these things were going to happen. But we stand on the biblical authority of your word that says that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And you told us in Psalms 21, verse 11 and 12, that the enemy will not be able to perform their wicked devices against us. So God, we have presented our petition to you. Woo! God, now it's time to praise you. Oh God, we praise you for the victory. We praise you because we trust you. We praise you, God, because you're already moving by your spirit. You already, God, breaking in pieces the oppressor. You already turning things around in our favor. You have broken curses, God. You have canceled death threats, God. You have opened doors for your people. You have made a way out of no way, God. Somebody's back was against the wall, oh God, but you made a way. Somebody had chains on their feet, God, but you broke the chains. And I thank you right now, God, for putting a dance in their feet and putting a praise in their mouth, God. We shout hallelujah. We shout glory. We thank you for the victory, God, for the victory has been won. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, God. Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for what you have done, and thank you for what you are about to do, God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would teach your people how to praise you again, how to dance, how to sing, how to shout, God. You said in your word that we are to remember not the former things and neither consider the things of old. So God, as I smile, yes, God, you about to laugh at your enemies. As I smile, God, it's because you are releasing joy. Hallelujah, God. I thank you right now, God, that your joy is being released. You said in your word, oh God, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You said they that sow in tears shall reap in joy, God. This is a time of celebration. This is a time to magnify your name. This is a time to give you the glory. This is the time to give you the honor, oh God, because it is morning. Hallelujah. Joy, unspeakable joy. Joy is being released. I said joy is being released. Hallelujah. Joy is being released. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Woo, Jesus! Oh! Yes! Yes, God! Oh, God, it's an honor to praise you. It's an honor, God, to shout unto you, because the enemy been making a clamorous noise, God. But my noise is louder than the cries of the enemy, God. I thank you for the shofar. I thank you for the blowing of the shofar. Rakashata, rakashatata, rakashatata. My God, my God. The enemy is mocking you, God. And I'm celebrating, God, oh, the fall of the enemy. And I shout, hallelujah. I make a clamorous noise unto you, God, as I release the Ruah praise. And as I release the Ruah praise, the walls must come down. The walls, they must come down, God. It is a biblical principle in your word. Father, I thank you for the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but are mighty through God. And I said mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Oh, Father, empower your people. Oh, Rakashata, Rakashatata, empower your people today. Do a new thing, oh God. Let them feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Release the fire of the Holy Ghost. Set their hearts on fire, God. Set their praise on fire, God. Set their prayers on fire, God. Woo! Yes! Release! Release a new passion to praise you. Release a new passion to pray. Woo! Release a new passion to worship you. Teach us how to leave the outer courts, oh God. Teach us how to take off all of the heavy weights. Teach us how to lay aside every burden, God, every worry, every care, Teach us how to cast our cares upon you because you care about us, God. You love us, God. You know everything we stand in need of, and you just need some of your people to open up their mouth and praise you. That's all you asking for, God. So I thank you today, and I'm going to praise my way through this prayer, God. And I'm going to praise you for those that are having a difficult time praising you, God, because the warfare has been so great, God. It's been battle after battle after battle after battle after battle. And some of your people, they are tired, God. Some of your intercessors, they are weary, God. And some of your people, Father, they need to come off the battlefield and they need to make a retreat, God. And I wave my white banner in the air. It's okay to back up. It's okay to come off the battlefield. Father wants to restore you. He wants to heal your wounds. He wants you to spend some time with him under the shadow of his wings. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my strong tower. And I'm going to run to the rock. God said in his word, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Do you believe God today? Are you in agreement with what God said? Because, woo, we can't walk with you, God, if we're not in agreement with what you said. So while I'm praying this prayer, God, not only are you loosing joy, but you're increasing somebody's faith. Somebody's faith is being stirred up, God. And I thank you. Oh, God, I trust you today. I know what you said in your word. You said if I ask anything in your name, God, you said that you would do it. So I thank you right now, God, that somebody's faith, woo, somebody's faith has been set free. All the chains of bondage, all the fetters, every area of your life where the trials, where the violations and the crisis, the betrayals, the hurt, the lies that you have believed from the enemy, all of those things that stole your voice, all of those things that stole your power, all of those things that stole your identity in Christ, guess what? God is restoring you right now. God is restoring your voice. God is restoring your power. And God is restoring your identity in him. You have been fearfully and wonderfully made in his image. God knows your name. God knows everything about you. He knows the very number of hairs on your head. God said you are the apple of his eye. God wants you to come a little closer to him. God wants to reveal some things to you about you, but you need to settle yourself down and enter into his presence. My God, he doesn't want all of the things that you're doing. He just wants you to dwell in the secret place today. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on and dwell in the secret place of the Most High. God wants to place you inside of his fire. My God, that's a special place. You see, it's inside the fire of the Holy Ghost that the enemy can't see you, that the enemy cannot touch you. I place you in the fire of God, and I
thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus. I cover your people right now, God, with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. I release the power of the blood of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, that the blood of Jesus is speaking for your people. And I thank you for the blood of Jesus that is healing your people. I bind the spirit of infirmity and I loose the gifts of healing and I loose the working of miracles. And I thank you, God, that you're healing people. I thank you, God, that you're setting your people free. And I give you the honor and I give you the glory. Hallelujah. I give you the praise. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Plead your own cause. Plead your cause today, O God. You heard the voice of the enemy, God, because you hear all things, God. You even see our thoughts. You hear our thoughts before they turn into words. But God, prior to my coming online and giving you back your word, you knew, God, the plans that the enemy had in store for your people. And I don't glorify his name, but I come to remind your people, God, that you are not asleep, that you are a God. You never sleep, God, that you are on your job, God, and your job is to take care of your people. Our job is not to get in your way and think that we got it all together, because God, we just make a mess of things. But we praise you that you are El Roi. You are the God that sees all things. And we thank you for the victory today. We thank you, oh God, that the oppressed, they will not be dishonored. And we thank you that as you plead your cause and as you remember the foolish man that has scoffed at you all day long, and as you remember, oh God, how the foolish man has been mocking you, oh God, arise and plead your own cause. Now, God, I know I said that I was coming to a close. But God, I have one more petition. Jesus, oh God, America, America been mocking you, God. And America been thumbing her nose up at you. So I cry out, have mercy, oh God. 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 Forgive America, God, for all of her sins. Because America, God, is found in Psalm 74 and verse 22. Father, arise, O God, and plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man scoffs at you all day long. America has turned her back on you, God, but not all of America. Because, God, your children that love you, that honor you, God, we've been crying out to you. And we cry out to you this morning to have mercy on this country, God. We know that your judgment is coming, but as we cry out to you, oh God, you are a merciful God. And we cry out for mercy. Oh God, we call forth a spirit of repentance. We ask, oh God, that you would release a sound in this earth. That you would release a sound in this country called the United States of America, oh God. And let your people hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Don't let them harden their hearts, oh God. We cry out, repent, repent, repent in the name of Jesus. Repent of all of your sins. If my people, which are called by my name, is a prayer that only your people can pray. Because those that don't know you, there's no significance. There is no power. Because they don't know you. But God, because America's been making a mockery of you. And because we've been destroying your sanctuary. It's all in your word in Psalm 74. God, we took you. We took you when we took your word. We took prayer out of everything we do. We forgot about you. But the moment something happens, we call on you. And we just celebrated the birth of Jesus. And after Christmas Day. And I'll give it one day, God. But everything went back to normal. And my prayer request today, God, is let us be abnormal. Let us come out of the box. Let us take off the restrictions. Let us take off the limitations. And let us put God where he belongs. Let us put Jesus where he belongs. Because Jesus is Jesus. 365 days of the year. But God, this world needs a Jesus encounter. And that really is the purpose of this prayer. And asking you to arise and plead your cause. Because we need you to move by your right hand, God. We need you to set some things in order so that we can go forth and do the things that you have called us to do. Whether the enemy mocks or not, it's going to happen because it's in your word. But your word said that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. So we must come into agreement with your word. God, I thank you today for being glorified and being exalted, not just in America, but in every continent, every country, God, every city, every state. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let the word of God arise. Let the preachers arise, God. Those that you have called to preach and to teach your word. Father, I release apostolic and prophetic anointing upon your people. And those that have been hiding, those that have been afraid to do what you have called them to do, God, the stone has been rolled away. And we thank you for this Resurrection Tuesday, that your people are going to get up like Lazarus did and come out of the grave. Hallelujah. Oh God, I'm stepping forward and I decree in the name of Jesus that your people are coming out of the grave and they're taking off their grave clothes. And I thank you, God, that they're stepping out of the grave. And we give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise. And Father, I cover myself right now with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And I thank you for the giant war angels that are encamped around me. I bind the spirit of backlash and retaliation. And I thank you for those faithful intercessors that you got praying for me, God. But I thank you and I put my trust in you, God. And you said in your word that I will not be put to shame for putting my trust in you. So God, we close this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, with the fire of the Holy Ghost, and with our trust in you, thanking you and praising you for answered prayer. Thank you for the praise reports. Thank you for the testimonies. Father, thank you for those that will take you at your word today and that will enter into that secret place beyond the veil. Thank you for those that will hearken to your voice today as you call out to them to enter into your presence and to come under your wings. Because arise, O God, and plead your own cause In Jesus' name, amen. This is Apostle Stacy Lunsford, and you're listening to the heartbeat of God. This morning, this prayer was on my heart because God needs us to rise up and pray. There's a lot of things happening all over this world, and we could complain about it all day long, but our complaining is not going to move God. God said in his word to do all things without disputing and murmuring. So some of us, we need to stop complaining. And we need to take God at his word. Because God is not a man that he should lie. He said, no weapons that is formed against you shall prosper. Now, some of you, you've been listening to this prayer. And let me tell you, there's an impartation that was taking place through this prayer. So everything that you receive, you hold on to it. You must protect the anointing that's upon your life. You must protect the gifts that God has placed inside of you. Many of you, you haven't been able to pray. It's been hard for you to pray. It's okay. You could pray for other people, but it's been hard for you to go in and pray for yourself. But let me tell you something. That chain has been broken. You are going to pray again. But it's not going to be those same prayers you used to pray. God is about to elevate your prayer life. And the key to all of it is worship. I want you to start worshiping God for 1 hour a day. Start praying 1 hour of a day in the day. If 1 hour is too long, then you start with 30 minutes. But I'm telling you, if you just within that hour, if you praise God for like 10, 15 minutes, and I'm saying this, but I really don't want you to place limitations on him. Just begin to worship God. So if you have to get up an hour early before work, then get up an hour early before work. Set aside some special time for God. Let God be first. God said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Not the things that you want, but the things that God desire for you and for me. God knows his plans for us. He knows his purpose. But if we really belong to God, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people, which are called by my name. So if you are really called by his name, when are you going to start spending some quality time with him? Many of us, we've been going through situations. It's because we've been disobedient. All we have to do is repent and return to God, turn from our wicked ways and walk in obedience. Now, please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying everything that's happening to you is because of disobedience. That's not what I'm saying. But sometimes we tend to make excuses. And in 2020, dig this. It is time to eliminate the excuses. Do you want more of God? Because if you do, you need to give more of you. And that means you need to spend more time with him in prayer and praise and in worship and in the word of God. We prophetically prayed out Psalm 74 today. And we gave God back his word. And in his word, God gave us instructions. God taught us how to pray. And God showed us what the enemy was doing. And right now, the Holy Ghost is prompting me to go back to Psalms, to Nehemiah 13 and verse 2. Because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them. Howbeit, our God turned the curse into a blessing. And thank you, Holy Ghost, for that reminder. Somebody needs to hear that. Somebody needs to believe that. You need to receive it into the deep, deep places of your heart, of your soul, of your mind, because the curse has been broken. They tried to curse you. They tried to stop you. But God turned it into a blessing. So when you receive these kind of blessings, guess what? You got to show thanksgiving. You have to show gratitude. You have to show appreciation. So if I was you right now, I would break out in a praise. I would shout, or I would type, hallelujah. God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I magnify you. God, I glorify you. You turned the curse into a blessing. Now I can praise you. Now I can go forth. I can arise and shine, for thy light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon me. How many promises has God made to you? You have the ability to do what God said do. So, God bless you. I speak blessings upon you. I speak blessings upon your homes. I speak blessings upon your families. I speak blessings upon your children. I speak blessings upon your finances. And I release the blood of Jesus over every household right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for being the hedge of protection in Jesus' name. Get closer to God. Memorize his word. Listen to the word on the way going to work. Listen to the word when you're on your way going to sleep, or put on your prophetic music, instrumental music. Do what you have to do. Just do something different. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you all for joining me. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.